We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced.
The catastrophic air attack on Pearl Harbor catapulted the United States into World War II. Now, the entire Earth is facing catastrophic environmental changes. This is Judy Lubow for Planet Warning. Almost 2 billion people around the world will be living in regions with water scarcity by 2025, and two-thirds of the world's population could be subject to water stress by that date, according to the Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, Asha Rose Magiro. If you think this will be a problem only for the developing nations, better think again. A July 2010 study commissioned by the Natural Resources Defense Council concluded that one-third of all counties in the lower 48 states of the U.S. will face higher risks of water shortages by 2050 due to global warming, with more than 400 of these counties facing extremely high risks of water shortages. What's going on? Simply put, more and more people are demanding water from the same freshwater sources, and these sources themselves are being depleted by overuse and pollution and the impacts of global warming. According to the World Bank, worldwide demand for water is doubling every 21 years. At the same time, irrigation overuse will continue to deplete aquifers, and rising temperatures are causing glaciers to retreat and precipitation evaporation to increase. All this is a prescription for a mighty thirsty world with insufficient resources to satisfy that thirst. If you are concerned about looming water shortages by mid-century, you can learn more about this issue by going to the website thisisnotadrillradio.com. This is Judy Lubow for Planet Warning.